Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. O Heavenly and gracious Father, we thank you for this morning, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Lord, thank you that you hear the cries of your children. And Father God, we come asking for your mercy, for your protection, O Father God, and for your grace, O Lord Jesus, this day. As Father God, many face raging fires, we ask, O Father God, to make a way for relief to reach all those affected by the fires. Strengthen and protect all the firefighters, O Father God, and bring healing, comfort to all those that are hurting and injured. We ask, O Father God, to look over them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you because we know that you are God that cares and a God that loves. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There is a shift happening. And it is occurring in the church. The church is shifting. You know, a shift occurs when there is a movement or a transfer from one place or from a position. A change of direction or form. We can observe this shifting in our culture, in our communities. We see the shifting of values and morals. Things that were biblically sound or Christian is no longer accepted or practiced. As a matter of fact, it's not even tolerated. It seems as if our culture have left God and godly values. Yes, our culture seems to have left God. This morning, I would like to examine what occurred in the northern kingdom of Israel during the period when the prophet Hosea was called to deliver God's judgment to his people. At this time, Israel was enjoying prosperity and growth, very similar like today. Everything looked and felt good outwardly. However, inwardly, there was a shift. Israel saw that they were inwardly shifting from God. Moral corruption and spiritual decline spread among God's people. God called Hosea to a unique prophetic ministry. He, Hosea, was instructed by God to marry a harlot, Gomer by name. It was to demonstrate the unfaithfulness of God's people to him, a faithful God. Hosea's married life symbolized Israel's relationship with God. God's people were unfaithful. They shifted away from God. They no longer desired the things of God. They violated God's word. They no longer seek God. Hosea 4 and 6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." These are hard words from God to his people. To his people who rejected his ways. Yes, hard words for the people of God. Let's fast forward to the church. To the church today. God's people, the church. There is a shift taking place. We, like the people of Israel of Hosea's day, have shifted away from the ways of God, and we have adopted the ways of the world. We excuse sin and sinful ways. And we are not living according to God's word. We have shifted. We have shifted. The church. How is it we, the church, shifted, moved from God's word? Move from living according to his ways. How is it? We may ask ourselves, examine ourselves and say, how is it that we have shifted? Yes, we have shifted. We have shifted when we call evil good and good evil. We have shifted. When we take a position that is spiritually untrue and try to fit it into the Word of God, we have shifted. We have shifted when we take a politically corrected position instead of biblical truth or spiritual, scriptural truth. We have shifted. We have shifted when holiness is watered down and considered extreme. We have shifted. We have shifted when we endorse truth no longer, but lift up untruth. Yes, we have shifted. We have shifted because we take a position that will fit our agenda, that goes against the grain of scripture. We have shifted. We have shifted when we fail to reach out to the sick, to the hurting, and to the stranger in our midst. We have shifted. We have shifted when we believe that material wealth enhances our spiritual life. We have shifted. We have shifted when we hate instead of love. We have shifted. The shift has been made when we ourselves become our own God. We shift. Though Israel played the harlot, God showed his people love. In the last chapter of Hosea, the book of Hosea, chapter 14, the prophet cried out to Israel and delivered God's word of restoration to his people. Israel will be restored at last. Hosea said, O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity, receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods. Your work of your hands is no longer your God. For in you the fatherless finds mercy. And Hosea continues the word of God. He said, I will heal their backsliding. Backsliding he will heal. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and strengthen his roots like Lebanon. His branches shall spread, his beauty shall be like an olive tree, and his fragrance like Lebanon. Those who dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall be revived like grain and grow like a vine. Their scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? Yes, you will put away those idols. I have heard and observed him. I am like a green cypress tree. Your fruit is found in me. And he continues on verse 9 and says, who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them. But transgressors stumble in them. The ways of the Lord are right. Church, we need to shift back to God. Shift back to God, for the ways of the Lord are right. I am reminded of the words of an old hymn, the church is one foundation. It's the words tells us what the church really is. It is one foundation. And the word says the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. Talking about the church, she is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood, he bought her, and for her life, he died. For her life, he died. The church, Christ died for. Brothers and sisters, as we enter this Thanksgiving season, let us, the church, not be pushed to adopt the ways of the world, but be determined to influence our communities with the word of God. The church could no longer run with the wrong crowd. Let us make the shift back to God. It is not about being politically correct. It is about following the word of God. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:11, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Yes, as the prophet Hosea said to Israel that day, "For the ways of the Lord are right. For the ways of the Lord are right." Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.